5:31 on News on the Hill. Taking a quick look at your weather. Currently 75 degrees. There's a slight chance of showers through the rest of the night tonight into the overnight hours. Expect a low of around 57. Cloudy tomorrow, high in the upper 70s. More clouds overnight Tuesday into Wednesday, low of 58. But then Wednesday, hey, we've got a nice day on the way. Sunny, high of around 83. And this weather report's brought to you by the Triangle Flooring Center in Carrboro, your hometown spot for all your flooring needs. They clean, install, and repair, and they aren't satisfied until you are. Proudly locally owned and operated, visit their beautiful showroom in Carrboro across from the fire station or view their offerings at triangleflooringcenter.com. 5:31 on the Hill.
Schools, where we feature local leaders from the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools and Orange County school systems. I'm Elle Karras, filling in for Brighton McConnell. This time, we're joined by Hillary McKenzie, Chair of Orange County Schools Board of Education. Hillary, happy Monday. How's it going? How are you doing?
Hey, Elle. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today. How are you?
I am doing pretty well, you know, winding down what's kind of been a busy day, but nothing really different here in the news world. But, you know, I'm kind of really excited to have you on today because there has been so much news over this past week, you know, regarding mask mandates being lifted for those fully vaccinated. And, you know, the other big news is kids age 12 to 15 becoming eligible for the Pfizer vaccine. I kind of wanted to get your reaction to all these changes and how it might affect the school district.
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of the mask mandate, the governor has not lifted it for school buildings. So everyone in Orange County schools will stay masked up for the time being. We are thrilled that everyone 12 plus is now eligible for the Pfizer vaccine and certainly encouraging everyone to participate in that opportunity. But until I think we're a little bit further down the road, we won't be able to lift that mask mandate in our buildings just yet.
Definitely. And I was wondering if you've heard from, you know, students or maybe parents about the demand for the Pfizer vaccine or kind of what the current atmosphere is like now that more kids are having the opportunity to be vaccinated.
Yeah, I mean, so I will... happy to share that I am a parent to an 8 and 11 year old. So we have missed the cutoff for this round of vaccines, but we have a lot of friends who have kids who are eligible now and a lot of parents who I talk to in the district. And I think for folks who want to participate in vaccinating their kids, it's a really happy moment. And I think for folks who were nervous about sending their kids back to school, it's a great opportunity to get their kids vaccinated and feel even more confident about having them back.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's really been a big topic of conversation, especially as you're kind of looking towards fall plans and, you know, what those are looking like and whether or not a lot of parents are going to feel comfortable having their students return to that full in-person classroom setting.
Yeah, absolutely. Orange County Schools is planning to be open fully 5 days a week under a traditional schedule in the fall. And we, I think I can speak for pretty much everyone that we are really thrilled to be able to do that. We have had great success with our safety protocols. While we, of course, have had some cases of COVID, we have not been able to trace any secondary transmission in our buildings yet. And I think that we're feeling really confident that we can offer a safe environment for our students and staff members. And I think that as we move forward with more kids being eligible for vaccines, we can all just feel more and more confident approaching the fall and being able to all be back together again, which is where I know I want to be, and I think most people do too.
We're speaking with Hillary McKenzie, Chair of Orange County Schools Board of Education. You can find more information at orangecountyfirst.com. And switching gears, I know Orange County Schools had a pretty big board meeting just a week ago. Are you able to share with me some of the highlights?
So I know that you had wanted to hear some of an update about the renaming process for two of our schools that are in the process of looking for new names. CW Stanford and Cameron Park Elementary School are being renamed right now, and the original process for renaming was outlined at the March 8th board meeting and at this previous board meeting on May 10th. We sort of tweaked, we approved the sort of some updates to the process, which really basically include that we have a professional facilitator leading those meetings, and also that we have one group, one diverse stakeholder group working through the renaming process rather than two, which was what we originally thought would be the best plan. But once the group started meeting, they realized that this is a group of parents. A lot of the families go to both of the schools because the elementary school feeds into that middle school. Mm-hmm. And they have had great success working together and sort of requested being able to work through both of the names with the same committee. So the board was happy to approve that. And that process is moving forward. Hopefully sometime in the next month or so, they will bring forward name choices to the board, and we will schedule a public hearing, and then we will be able to announce the new name.
Yeah, because if I'm, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're hoping to have these two schools successfully renamed before the fall semester, right?
That's right, yep.
Is there any names that are currently standing out? I know there has been a few recommendations that have been put forth.
So the community suggested a bunch of different names. I am not on the renaming committee. No board members are. So I'm actually not sure which names have been bubbling up. So I don't want to speak out of turn. And I think I've heard some things through the grapevine, but I think it's better to wait for it to officially be presented to the board. Those meetings are public, and folks could go and go to orangecountyfirst.com, go to the tab that says renaming committee, and hear for themselves exactly where the board, or I'm sorry, where the committee is and the suggestions that they've been working through. So that's sort of where I've been hearing some things, but I haven't been actively participating, and I think it's better to wait for their official recommendation before I share.
Definitely, and that's something we'll definitely here at Chapelboro be keeping an eye on. And I know that, well, it feels like it's been a busy past year, but I know April has kind of been a busy month in general, and we were hearing about Teacher Appreciation Week earlier this month, and I wanted to ask how that went and if there was anything that stood out to you.
Yeah, Teacher Appreciation Week is always a blast in our district. Dr. Felder, our superintendent, gave each staff member a small token of appreciation, and then each individual school is always amazing at planning a week of activities and celebration for the teachers and staff members there. As a board member, it is always a joy to participate and see what's going on. And then as a parent in the district, it's always really fun to participate too. So it's a great time, and I think a well-earned celebration after this year. From where I stand as a board member, and truly as a parent too, I what stands out to me is how much I wish we could do more for our teachers and instructional staff and staff members, especially in this year, like I said, where they have just been asked to do incredible things, continually pivot. They have been true heroes on the front lines of the pandemic, and our teachers and staff members are just changing the lives of the youngest citizens in Orange County. And I have no words for the extraordinary efforts they've made during this academic year, especially, and just a feeling of true gratitude is what has stood out for me during that week.
They really have been that true sense of hero. And, you know, we've been talking a lot through this pandemic about students and, of course, parents having to roll with the punches, you know, keep up with district changes and just relearn how to learn in this pandemic setting. And right alongside them have been teachers kind of leading the way in how we've had to completely drastically change the way our kids have learned over this past year.
Absolutely.
And Hillary, we do have to start wrapping up, but is there anything you want our listeners to know as we kind of look towards the fall or even just wrap up this spring semester?
I think that everyone is just really joyful to be coming back together at the end of this school year. We are looking ahead to graduation in a couple of weeks. And I just want to say thanks to everyone for sticking together through a really tough year. And we're really excited to be back together in the fall, which, you know, universe willing, will be a much more normal year for us.
Universe willing. Well, thank you so much, Hillary, for coming on.
Thanks, Elle. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
That was Hillary McKenzie, chair of Orange County Schools Board of Education. The time is now 5:41. Stay tuned for more news on the Hill after this.